Welcome to the Regional Report. I am Bido, and you have found the program that tells you all about great nonprofits and organizations delivering amazing benefits to Central Texas and beyond. Very honored today to be joined by Richard Zowie. He is the Veteran Support Coordinator for Meals for Vets. We're going to find out all about this organization and the benefits that they provide to veterans. But first, welcome to the program, Richard. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well, Bido. Thank you for having me on here.
The pleasure is all mine. And spreading the word about veterans is always an honor. You know, as a civilian, it should feel like it's your duty to help amplify the message of organizations like Meals for Vets and all the great stuff that y'all do for our veterans. We're going to get to how you really need some help now because the demand has almost overwhelmed the ability to deliver your services. But first, let's take a few steps back and tell me how Meals for Vets came about.
The founder was a gentleman named Tom Wolney. His daughter, Melinda, is the executive director, and he was an Air Force veteran. He served in the Korean War, and one of his inventions was a device that could detect landmines in the ground, and that's saved a lot of lives. He had a burden for giving back to veterans who fought for their country or who have served for their country, and as a way of giving back to them. And a lot of our clients have been deployed, and they've had to deal with things that make it very hard to adjust again to civilian life. Quite a few of them are homeless or trying to find housing. And so this program is designed to give them extra meals as a way of helping to keep them from getting hungry, and just our way of trying to help pay them back for what they've done for the country.
Absolutely. And kudos to Meals for Vets. Last I saw, y'all have provided over 400,000 meals to these veterans.
Correct. All across Texas.
All across Texas. Are we based in Fredericksburg?
Yes, we're based in Fredericksburg, but we serve veterans, the Valley, El Paso, Houston, the Panhandle, you name it. So primarily we work with Moms Meals, which is an organization based out of Iowa that sends pre-prepared meals through FedEx and other organizations. We also work with Meals on Wheels on some occasions, and we also work with college cafeterias. Primarily, we serve veterans who are 59 and younger, but we make exceptions if Meals on Wheels either cannot serve their area, or if they're on a waiting list, or if they don't qualify for some reason. So, but right now we serve veterans across Texas, and we are currently, unfortunately, not accepting new clients because we've had cutbacks in our funding, but we are hoping to get more funding so we can continue the mission.
Well, we'll talk about how we can help support you and your endeavors through donations or volunteers here in a second. But first, speak to that veteran or a family member of a veteran or a friend of a veteran who could benefit from use of Meals for Vets. Traditionally, how do they go about like applying or getting in touch with the organization to receive some help?
Right now, they can call us at 830-992-3375, or they can go to our website, mealsforvets.org. That's meals, FORVETS.org. And there's contact information on there for us for them to reach us. For now, what we can do is put them on a waiting list where we can send them a complimentary list of food pantries to help take care of them in the meantime, and just let them know what they'll need, their contact information. We also get an idea of what type of income they have to make sure they qualify financially. And then we just make sure we have all the information we need so that when we can start accepting clients again, we can start serving them. And for starters, we try to get their DD-214 proof of military service. And we also make sure we get their driver's license or ID card to show proof of residence. But for a lot of these guys, it makes a huge difference because they really struggle with getting food. And some of them have a hard time getting to the grocery store. A lot of them have no transportation. So we do whatever we can to help them out. And a lot of the cases, it's heartbreaking because A lot of these guys remind me of my late uncle who did a tour in Vietnam, where they go there and they come back and they're a different person. And it's really hard to adjust because of the things they've done. And I'm very blessed. I'm a veteran, but I was in peacetime, so I didn't have to go through those things. But for a lot of those people who do, and for a lot of the women too, it can be really tough for them, especially because of things that happen there and so forth. But so we just work the best we can to try to make sure we get them what they need. And some cases we can get like an emergency delivery of groceries from HEB or the local grocery store up there. But our goal is try to make sure that we reduce the number of hungry veterans and make sure we make their life a little easier. And it's our way of saying thank you to them for their service.
Absolutely. Beto here on the regional report, chatting up Richard Zowie. He is a veteran support coordinator, a veteran in his own right for Meals for Vets. It's mealsforvets.org. Richard, you kind of hit on the fact that with financial strains on the organization and an unprecedented increase in the demand for your service, you're kind of having a hard time fulfilling the demand. So, what can we do, or what could somebody listening do today to help support Meals for Vets, to help make sure that any veteran that reached out to y'all could get a meal?
I would suggest going to our website, mealsforvets.org. There is a button on there they can click on if they would like to make a donation. They can also read about our information we have on the site. They could contact us or call us and just say, what needs do you have? Besides looking for donations, we also look for volunteers since we do local fundraising efforts every so often in Fredericksburg. And that way, if they do that, that really goes a long way. We also have someone in our office who will do, they will write grant proposals to different foundations to try to get donations that way. So, but we're always looking to do that to continue the mission and trying to give back.
Richard, you mentioned, I mean, money rules. So yes, it's always
Right.
great if they have the treasure to be able to donate to Meals for Vets. But how important is that volunteer aspect too? If people listening just have time on their hands and they want to support that, how important are volunteers to help you achieve that success through Meals for Vets?
Volunteers, it really helps because they can, and that, many hands make for little work, as they say. And especially the volunteer is a veteran, or if they have family members who are veterans, it's always great to interact in the community to explain what our program is. And sometimes people that we interact with are also veterans, and it's a blessing to hear their stories and to exchange information with them and find out what they've been going through. And, that way, it helps us to get the word out and get more, put a face to our business so that people understand that what we're doing. And you get out and you get known, you interact with people and they know who you are, and that makes it a lot easier to get the mission. And one of the things we've learned is whenever we have events in Fredericksburg, if a lot of people are walking around who are veterans, they may not be wealthy, but they will, a lot of times they will give because that's their way of remembering those who were in the service with them and had to go the extra mile and do jobs that were really challenging.
Richard has mentioned Fredericksburg a lot in this interview. They're just based there, but you provide meals for hungry Texas veterans across the entire state, and that's no small task. So talk to me about some of the different events you have throughout the year where people can come together, whether they're a veteran or just wanting to support the mission and help raise those funds that are so necessary for y'all.
Usually about once a month or so, we will have local fundraisers in Fredericksburg. There's a display we do in front of the Chase Bank or in front of the Albert Hotel, which just opened. And we will accept donations, cash or Venmo or credit card. We also sell raffle tickets. There's a whole bunch of prizes people can win. And then we also have the Vet Fest, which is once a year. It's generally the first Saturday in November. And that's our annual fundraiser where we take donations. We continue selling raffle tickets and we announce the winning of the raffle ticket, who won what raffle ticket. And at the Vet Fest, we have a barbecue, we have food trucks, arts and crafts vendors. The whole works. We also have live music as well. So it's a pretty fun all-day event. And a lot of people that go there, again, are veterans. It's always great to interact with people. And I went to Defense Language Institute in Presidio, Monterey. I was in the Great Oxymoron Military Intelligence. And I actually, one time at an event, ran into someone who also went there. And I don't think they studied the same language I did, but it was fun just to reminisce with them and talk to them. And when you develop a good rapport, it really makes it more likely that people will assist and so forth. But it's just a matter of, telling people what we need, but being a listening ear, because a lot of these people have great stories to tell us as well.
I love to hear that, especially when veteran nonprofits have events, and it's not just about raising money for that. It's like a safe space to be able to come and know that you're supported, or meet other like-minded or people that have similar situations, so you don't feel so alone out there. A lot of times, from what I've heard from friends, veterans, and organizations, that once you leave the armed forces and have stopped serving your country, there might be that moment of feeling lost. So gatherings, other, networking with other veteran nonprofits might be key to allowing that veteran know that no, you're not alone. And yes, all these
Right.
services are out there, and the community actually wants to help support you in those endeavors.
Yeah, and I remember when I got out in 2000, partly because I thought, well, I've got a family and moving every 3 years all over the globe wouldn't really be too healthy. But you get out and whether you're just, especially if you chose to get out, you have that initial thought of, oh my, did I do the right thing? Should I have stayed in? And it can be a tough transition, especially when they try to find the civilian equivalent, but we're here just to let them know, we thank you for your service. We can relate to you, and we're here to help you as much as you can. And it's just, like I said, a lot of them have to really, it's kind of a, for them asking for help, it's almost like maybe a butterfly emerging from its cocoon, and all the effort it takes to get out and fly. And so it takes a lot of effort, but we try to explain to them it's worth it, and we can help you if you allow us to. But it's a blessing, and we just hope that we can continue doing that.
That's Richard Zowie. He is the Veteran Support Coordinator for MealsForVets.org on the regional report. I'm Beto. And if people are just tuning in, Richard, kind of give that elevator pitch again for how, I mean, I've already mentioned over 400,000 meals have been served for veterans of the great state of Texas, but just what Meals for Vets is all about.
Well, again, Meals for Vets is our way of saying thank you to veterans who have served, who are in need of meals. A lot of them struggle greatly financially. Some of it's PTSD, some of it's other issues. And so our goal is to help them out by helping to provide them meals they can have that can help get them through the day and make sure they don't go hungry. And again, primarily we serve veterans who are 59 and younger. We do make exceptions for older veterans if they cannot readily access Meals on Wheels. We work through Mom's Meals, which delivers meals all across America prepackaged. They're really good, by the way. We also deal with college cafeterias for the students who are going back to school. And we also deal, some of our veterans in the Valley, with Amigos del Valle. That's for the Meals on Wheels down there. So, but we work through those agencies to get veterans assistance. And generally, we try to send them 14 meals every 2 weeks. And we also work with their dietary preferences. Some are lactose intolerant, some don't like this or that. One guy did not like cauliflower. I thought, well, man, after my own heart, I don't like cauliflower either. So, but we just try to make sure that we accommodate them and help them out as much as possible. And a lot of the stories are really heartbreaking, because we had one guy in El Paso, and he was getting off the program for a while because he was going homeless. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, well, I've been homeless before, I can do it again. And it just, my uncle talked about this when he got back from Vietnam. He didn't experience it directly, but he had friends that got a very icy reception. And we ask a lot of our veterans, and frankly, we could do a lot more as a society for those, especially those who served in deployments and combat. And this is our way of trying to thank them and show them that we do care about what they did.
Well, y'all have done a great job to date by serving over 400,000 meals to hungry Texas veterans. So, mealsforvets.org, you can help volunteer for their events. They serve the great state of Texas. They're based in Fredericksburg. So, if you go to any of those donation drives that they have in Fredericksburg, tell them, hey, we heard about you on the regional report. And then, Richard, one more time, talk about that big event that happens every year, the first Saturday of November, you said?
It is called the Hill Country Vet Fest, and we have it at Market Plots in downtown Fredericksburg. For those not familiar with Fredericksburg, Market Plots is on Main Street across the street from the Gillespie County Courthouse. There's food there, there's barbecue. It's from a really good restaurant in Fredericksburg. We have vendors. I think we'll also have wine and beer vendors as well. We have raffle ticket items, or some people call them prize drawing items. Lots of cool items that you can win. Some of them, the tickets are $1, and then others, it's $25 for a ticket or five for $100. And we also have live entertainment too. So from noon until about 10 o'clock, you'll hear three different bands performing, and super talented, all three of them, and so forth. And so we do this and we accept donations. And again, we sell raffle tickets up until the end when we're reading the raffle winners and letting them know who won what. And this is something we do every year as a way of trying to raise more money for the program at Meals for Vets.
They do that Hill Country Vet Fest every single first Saturday in November. You can get details on that, plus all their other donation events up at mealsforvets.org. If you've heard this and you don't have the treasure to spare, but you have extra time, find out how you can volunteer with them. And Richard, one more time before I let you go, the goal is to make sure that no Texas veteran goes hungry, but times are tough right now for everybody. And right now, Meals for Vets can't keep up with the demand of the Texas veterans in need. So just kind of give that pitch again, why it's so important and what somebody's donation, whether it be volunteering or financial, can do to help that next Texas veteran in line who is hungry.
Well, it's like I tell people who serve as veterans give up a lot for their country. They're available at a moment's notice to do what's needed. Sometimes out of nowhere, they get deployed somewhere. And it's like it was said about my uncle. They go there as one person, they come back as a very different person. It can be very taxing and stressful, especially if they're a veteran with a family. And this is our way of trying to say thank you to them for their service by making sure they have meals, especially if they've fallen on hard times. And so we do that just as a way of telling them that their efforts are appreciated, that we do honor them for serving their country. And we do this hoping to make a difference, because to me, in our society, if there's one group of people that really deserve respect, it's those who served in the armed forces, especially since many of them come back a different person. Some of them don't come back at all. And some of them who do come back will forever deal with survivor's remorse, because they wonder what makes me so special that I got to return home and this friend of mine did not. So, but our goal is just to make a difference by making sure that veterans who are hungry and on hard times have some extra help to get them through and help them get back on their feet.
Richard Zowie, the Veteran Support Coordinator for Meals for Vets. Find out all about them at mealsforvets.org. You can follow their social media there as well. Find out about all their events coming up to help benefit them. Find out how you can go and raise money, volunteer, and donate to support that mission of not having one Texas veteran go hungry. Richard, thank you so much for your time today, man.
Vito, thank you so much for having me on here.
That's Meals for Vets. Spread the word about them and the regional report.